song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Thursday. Coming up on the program today, we're going to be talking with Derek Meyer, Nebraska football player out of Silver Lake High School. He's going to be joining us, and we're also going to talk baseball with Rich Price, the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Got a chance to play at Kauffman Stadium last night, so we'll talk to the coach about that. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. That's all coming up on the program today. Also want to remind you there is a Loper lunch today. It's the final one of the season. So if you get a chance to head up to the Health and Sports Center, the coaches will start speaking at noon. Meal will be served starting at 11:45 up at the Health and Sports Center today, the final Loper lunch of the season. So glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, got a lot of attention being paid right now to one of the great starts in baseball, and I know we're going to talk about the Royals a little bit later on. Cliff Lee, one of those Cy Young Award winners, and you mentioned Joe DiMaggio coming up a little bit later in the show, our fantasy baseball guru. You know, Cliff Lee was 22-3 a year ago. Well, he's got one thing in common with a year ago. He's got his three losses.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. You know, and pitched a pretty good ball game last night. But nonetheless, to go back and be 22-3 and then to have three losses, that's just remarkable what the Royals were able to get out of there with a win. I think it's starting to catch a lot of people's attention. Brian Bannister comes up, does what he's supposed to do. You got to scratch your head, though, Doug, don't you? Why was he in AAA when you got Ponson up?
I thought we were supposed to give Ponson a chance.
Well, I thought
so. You sat here on the show earlier this week and said, oh, there's nothing wrong with any Ponson.
Well, he kept us in two ball games, but he was bad in the third one.
Bad in all of them.
Well, I don't know. You got Farnsworth. I don't understand. I guess you got a financial commitment when you signed Farnsworth to $4 million, but why was he down in AAA? Have you been doing that all season long? We don't know.
Well, you know, once in a while, Daddy, people make mistakes. People make mistakes, and maybe the Royals will overcome that. Sometimes you look back and you go, maybe that's not the decision I should have made. And obviously our next guest on the Doug and Daddy Show has got to be thinking that same thing right now. Derek Meyer from Silver Lake, who has made his way around the world and back to Lincoln. And we are glad to have Derek join us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, how's it going, old man?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Well, glad to catch up with you again. I guess we're poking a little fun there. As you look back at it, was it a mistake to go to Kansas State, or did the flat-out coaching change really just change the whole ball game for you?
You know, it wasn't a mistake. Coming out of high school, you know, that was my option of where to go. You don't think things are going to change, like coaching change like I went through, but it wasn't a mistake at all. It was just things changed, and I just felt it was time to move on after a few years down there.
Derek, how long were you at Nebraska before you felt in, and with only 1 year of eligibility remaining, had a chance to get on the field?
You know, it didn't take very long. I knew that I would have to, you know, prove myself again since I took the year off of football. But I think once I got back into it and started playing the game again, I knew I'd have a chance to help contribute to this team.
Derek Meyer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've had a chance to talk to Derek in the past, and I guess everybody has talked to Derek this spring. There have been articles on every outlet. There have been interviews. There have been all kinds of things. Are you surprised that the interest level that you have received here in spring ball?
Really, I am, especially since I haven't done anything here yet. I guess it's just a unique story I have. It's caught a lot of people's eye, but I was really surprised on how much attention I've gotten this spring so far.
Well, one thing I was surprised by, it doesn't happen very often that Bo Pelini singles somebody out. He singled you out. What did you think of those comments, and what'd that do for the ego?
It was nice to have Coach Pelini say something like that, especially since I didn't get to play at all last year. But, that was... I knew coming in that I had to work hard and try and catch the coach's attention to hopefully get a chance to play this year. So, just to have him say some nice things like he did, it meant a lot to me.
Nebraska Cornhusker Derek Meyer joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, the former Silver Lake Mustang. What did you think of the spring game? What did you think of the way that you played in the spring game Saturday?
It was a lot of fun. First time actually playing in that stadium. In front of 77-some thousand fans, it was a lot of fun. Personally, I think I could have done a little better than I did, but overall, I think I had a fairly decent game. I think I had a good spring. But, I think overall the team, we got better over the spring, and we're a better football team than we were about a month ago. So I think it was a real productive spring.
Derek, everywhere we look, and obviously there's not going to be a depth chart till this fall, but everywhere we look and everybody we're talking to, whether it's coaches, media guys that are there every single day watching you guys practice, they use your name in terms of vying for or competing for a starting spot. Where do you think you're at? Because there's some pretty good talent right there right now.
Right now it's really hard to tell. Spring ball is just something to kind of get the rust off and get a few practices in here. But, like you said, there's a lot of great talent on this team, and wherever my position may happen to be, whether it's starting, being a backup or whatever, I'm going to do what I have to do to help this team win, to be productive. So right now, I don't know. I feel good that I'm in the mix, and that I'm going to get a chance to play here. So,
Derek, if there is one natural position for you, what is that? Throw out all the competition. Where would you line up on the football field if it was up to you?
Wherever the coaches want me. I played a lot of tackle here.
Come on, Derek. Okay, it would be quarterback, but outside of that.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't have an arm.
Well, Derek, if we're going to try this one more time and pin you down. If it looks like you might slide into a spot, where did you feel most comfortable playing this spring?
Probably tackle, just because the majority of the practices I was taking part of, that's where I played. But, coaches have talked to kind of bouncing me around a little bit, see how I do there. So I guess I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens this summer and this fall.
Derek, I guess, one of the things people say about you is you understand the game, and your versatility to play several positions is one of the reasons maybe you're in that mix.
I think so. Coaches have said that. They said that they'd like to get me used to a little more positions to have a better chance of playing this fall. So I'm going to take that as a challenge. I'm gonna work as hard as I can on learning these different positions so I do have a better chance to get out on the field this fall.
Huskers Derek Meyer out of Silver Lake High School is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Derek, for the folks that aren't totally familiar with your situation, when's the last time you actually took a live snap in a football game?
Oh, that would have been the fall of 2006.
that's going to be about a 3-year deal once you get back into the fall here. People have talked about your travels and injuries and all the things you had to do with setting out in transfers. Did you lose the fire and the fire is back? Was the fire always there? What made you want to step up and try this one more time?
When I decided to leave K-State, I do think the fire was gone, or most of it was. But then sitting at home for a while during that year that I had off, and the changes that were made up here, and once Coach Pelini got hired, I think that's when the fire kind of started building back up. And when I was asked to walk on here, I knew that this was going to be something special up here with the group of coaches that we have in place. So that was a really big selling point. And of course, any time that Nebraska asks you to play for them, you know, that's gonna build the fire even more. So I think once I got that phone call saying that they wanted me to walk on, that's when I knew that the fire was back.
Derek, a couple other of your offensive linemen I want to single out and get your thoughts on. One being Ricky Henry. Everybody talks about the motor in which Ricky has. The other one being Andy Christensen, of course, coming off of a prolonged absence as well, like you.
You know, first of all, Ricky, he's a, you know, there's not much to say about him except he's going to play as hard as he can. The intensity he has is unlike anyone I've ever played with or seen before. You know, he's going to be a special talent for this team. And Andy, he really made some strides towards the end of last fall and into this spring, and he's getting back to where he was before. So, really, with those two, I think they're going to help this line, and they're a good bunch of guys. We got some talent there.
Derek Meyer joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What have the coaches told you about what you still need to get done here in the off season?
You know, it's mostly just, like I said before, trying to adapt to these different positions that they're going to try and throw at me. Work with Coach Dobson and the strength staff as much as I can this summer and try and improve my strength and quickness. That'll be a big part of it. And also just trying to get the mental aspect of the offense that we run down a little bit better than what I had in the spring. So, you know, there's a lot of pieces that I need to be working on here this off season before the fall starts. So I think definitely have a good summer with the strength staff is going to be huge.
Derek, I take that as you will be in Lincoln all summer with the team?
Yes, I will be.
Well, you know, there's not a lot of hot spots to hit in Roseland or, you know, Camel or places like that.
I mean, you go see Scuba, but you can only visit with him for so long, I guess, you know?
Well, there's a 50-50 chance he's not even home anyway, so maybe he's just down there visiting Derek Meyer. Derek, a couple more questions just because we're interested, and I think a lot of the fans are as well, and we'll let you comment or no comment because we've seen some of your responses to this before. But I guess the first question I have, are you surprised that there was a coaching change at Kansas State this past year?
You know, I don't know. That's something that it just happens. You know, once it did happen, you know, I was involved here and my main focus was here. And when I saw that there was a change down there, you know, it really didn't have too much of an effect on me. To be honest with you, you know, I really wasn't worried about what was going on down there anymore because I had a new home up here.
Fair enough, Derek. As you look towards this weekend's NFL draft, you've obviously had a chance to see Leiden and Matt Slauson up close and personal. Do you have a favorite on which one you think game translates better to the NFL?
You know, really, both of them, they have a good chance of playing in the NFL. I think I just saw Matt Slauson last night, as a matter of fact. And, you know, just talking to him, I think he'll be drafted. You know, I'm not sure what round, but, you know, just the way he plays and his size and strength, I think he's got a great shot. And once again, Leiden, he's just as strong and he moves really well for a big guy, so it'll be fun to see where both of them go.
You're not going to do the tattoo thing, are you?
Oh, no. I couldn't pull that off.
Any face paint this fall or anything like that?
Well, you know, I could experiment with that. We'll see.
Well, Derek, hey, we've already kind of overwent our time here for you a little bit. We sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up with you quite a bit here over the next 6 to 9 months.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Derek. Derek Meyer, Husker, everything invested in this 1 year. He had a chance to go on a scholarship to San Diego State after leaving Kansas State.
No, he wouldn't have had to sit out a year.
He could have put 2 years full, 2 years scholarship, and instead he opted walking on to Nebraska and only getting 1 year because of the transfer rules in conference. If you transfer in your own conference, you have to set out that year, lose that year of eligibility and set out a year. as opposed to just sitting out a year transferring to a...
I believe an offensive line coach left Kansas State at the same time Derek was leaving and went to San Diego State. That was the connection there.
We've been working on Derek's GPA, which we can't seem to find, so we don't know how intelligent that was, but I think that also also just overshadows a Nebraska kid wanting a chance to play for Nebraska.
I think you just said it, Doug. Come out of that tunnel in front of those people. It's been since the fall of 06. It will be 3 years since he's been in live competition.
Yeah, that was truly a question that and a great article by Vince in the Hastings Tribune earlier this week on Derek Meyer, talking to him after the spring game. Like I said, during spring practice, Lincoln, Omaha, Grand Isle, everybody had stories on him. It was on Huskers Illustrated, Big Red Report, all the places were interested in Derek Meyer because of that story. You know, a kid had been out in 3 years, and hopefully he is going to get his chance because, let me tell you this, you still want to be able to play. Standing on the sidelines and in a senior season where it's over after this, every second is like a lifetime over there where you're not in playing. So we want to thank Derek for joining us on the show today and wish him the best of luck. Coming up, Rich Price, head baseball coach at Kansas, is going to join us. And also it's Thursday, so Joe DiMeo from our Fantasy Players Edge is going to update us on a little fantasy baseball in the last segment today. All that, whole lot more. Fire off your emails. Give us your phone calls. We'd love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
This Saturday is Fodder Park's premier race, the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes,
and a $10,000 TV giveaway.
10 lucky race fans will each win an LG 50-inch HD TV, courtesy of Five Points Bank and Fodder Park. And ladies, strut your stuff in the Spring Hat Contest. The fun starts with Friday night's free dance, with BD and the boys playing hits from the 60s and 70s. Don't miss the Bosselman Gus Fodder Stakes and the $10,000 TV giveaway this Saturday. Free admission and parking at Fodder Park in Grand Island.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
If you have a teenager ready to drive, visit with your local Farmers Union insurance agent, Tad Adeel. Farmers Union Insurance has a discount program for qualifying young drivers, which combines the good student with driver's training for a possible 12% discount on your auto premium. Ask Tad Adeel for a Farmers Union Insurance Young Driver Packet. Together, we're helping build stronger communities by helping our teens be more responsible drivers and by saving you money.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products has been supplying Kearney and Grand Island with quality concrete and masonry needs. We are the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region. With over 140 years combined experience at our two locations, we're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. Expect a high level of customer service at both our locations. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
A million people signed up to follow Ashton Kutcher's Twitter tweets, defeating CNN. Get Ashton Kutcher beat Doug and Daddy in podcast downloads from ESPNSuperstation.com.
I thought we were going to have a shot at it.
We don't think so. Doug and Daddy podcast now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
So I've been like listening a little bit more lately.
Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, Kearney.
They sat in their underwear and they hung out on their couch eating some potato chips.
We'll see more sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 87. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times, around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies, we'll dip back to about 56 with a south wind of 10 to 15. Highs on Friday head up to about 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tonight here in Kearney, it's the Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour at the Knights of Columbus Hall, which is right on Central Avenue. It's a two-man, adult-themed stand-up show that mixes the mainstream working man's material of Matt Lumpkin with the eccentric, ego-boosted flair of Patrick Jolly into one clever, entertaining, and downright hilarious comedy experience. The doors open at 7. The show begins at 8 at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Kearney tonight, and we've got a pair of tickets. In fact, we've got a couple of pairs of tickets. Let's give them away right now to caller 4 and 5 at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776 if you'd like to enjoy a great comedy show tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Kearney. The show is at 8 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun, and we want you to get in for free, courtesy of the Doug and Daddy Show. The Saints and Sinners Comedy Tour with Matt Lumpkin and Patrick Jolly tonight, 8 o'clock, Knights of Columbus Hall. Call now, 1-888-455-ESPN if you would like a pair of tickets to tonight's concert. Well, in other sports, Scott Rezac has stepped down as the head football coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, and so they are looking for a new football coach after 11 years. Rezac will become the athletic director and assistant principal at Ogallala High School.
Tough to fault that move, but yeah, looking for another area coach. How long do you think? I mean, obviously with summer right around the corner, these guys want to get in place and get their weight programs up and going.
Yeah, it's later works, and of course he coached Todd Peterson, Tyler Wertman, some recent Huskers. So Grand Island Central Catholic is looking for a football coach. Kearney Catholic's looking for a football coach. We kind of expect to hear something on that maybe early next week as to see what's going on with the Stars. So that time, what we see some coaching changes, and that's what we got going on right now.
All the national news, and every time you look up at ESPN, it doesn't matter what time you turn on SportsCenter, but as I look at there, it's NBA basketball. But usually it's been the NFL draft. One difference, and they broke down these quarterbacks so far, and I brought up Matt Ryan, I brought up Joe Flacco, the two people that had successful rookie seasons a year ago, and I think that it might help these young quarterbacks get a deal. The difference between, and I did not realize until today, somebody brought it up, the difference between those two quarterbacks and the quarterbacks in this year's draft, those guys were seniors and been through it all the way. You can't say that about Matthew Stafford. Was not there all the way. The success rate with junior quarterbacks goes down even further.
Well, and the money that these guys are making, you know, they need to quit saying every year the first guy in the draft has to make so much money and it has to be so much more than last year. It's just crap. I mean,
$40 million guarantees what they're saying, Stafford's.
When you're making more than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and these and Ben Roethlisberger, it's just a joke. I can't believe the NFL and even the Players Association doesn't get a handle on this. And especially this year where everybody's talking economic times, you know, it all comes down to the agents, the agents, the agents, the agents, the agents. That's the number one thing you can point out is the agents wanting their cut. And it just, guys will hold out, doesn't matter. I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
Big shocker, Matt Ryan's agent, also Matt Stafford's agent, Tom Congdon.
There you go. So the NFL draft coming up this weekend. You'll be able to hear that in between the draft. Will also be Royals baseball. Brian Bannister getting the win last night.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now there you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
It's been a couple days since we peanut butter jellied it up. But the Royals get the win 2-0. They're already underway. They had an early start today in Cleveland. So no Royals today, but then they're back in action. They'll be home to start a homestand this weekend.
Jose Guillen, the talented power-hitting outfielder for the Kansas City Royals, has been taking batting practice, doing some running, had trouble with a hip flexor early on, put him on a 15-day DL. Looks like, right now, all indications are go that he will be able to return Looks like Saturday, and that would be the when the 15 days are up. So that's a little news out of Royals camp.
Well, hopefully they can keep things pointed in the right direction. A couple of other notes. The UNK softball team 1-2 yesterday at Shadron State, won the opener 2-1, dropped the nightcap 6-1, 8-7. They wrap up their season at Colorado Springs this weekend. Hastings College softball team is at Nebraska Wesleyan for a doubleheader tonight. That gets underway at 5 and 7 p.m. Of course, Rich Price is going to join us to talk Kansas baseball here in just a couple of moments. And Daddy, Mike Nesith is going to be moving back into the starting rotation for Nebraska. Does that make a difference?
Well, I think you're going to get one quality weekend start, and somebody that probably deserves to have a weekend start is Mike Nesith. And obviously, the velocity he brings is something that I don't think anybody else on the team comes close to. So basically, are they telling you they have one chance to win a game?
Well, Nesith is coming off a four-inning shutout Sunday against Texas A&M, but then Saturday he gave up four runs in just a third of an inning. So flip a coin. Jordan Rualdez is going to get the start on Friday. Nesith Saturday. Sean Yost is going to go on Sunday. In his starts, and again, this was non-conference, Nesith compiled a 2-1 record with a 3-flat ERA. Lasting at least six innings each time out. He's currently 3-2 with two saves and a team-best 4.02 ERA for the Nebraska baseball team. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're scheduled to talk to Rich Price at the bottom of the hour, and that's next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Guys, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the best defensive player in a league, but the best fuel system cleaner to max your miles per gallon? Lots of guys pick Lucas Fuel Treatment, but the Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many parts of your fuel system, and remains effective up to 10 tankfuls. Yeah, talk about your defensive player of the year. So now you're an MP genius. Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Buy it, try it. The better way to maximize your MPG.
Listen up. True story. I went to Advance Auto Parts because it's May and it's beautiful out, and they have a great deal on Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Shine products. I bought two containers, like their deal said, and I immediately saved $5. Hey, I'm not trying to sound like one of those guys at the mall selling knives, okay? But this Turtle Wax Ice is amazing. This new formula made my car shine brighter than my ex-wife's 4-carat diamond. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20-horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent, and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see more sunshine develop as we head through the day today with high temperature around 87. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies, we'll dip back to about 56 with a south wind of 10 to 15. Highs on Friday head up to about 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Addy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lanny Watkins, who won a PGA Championship at Pebble Beach and played on a record-tying 8 Ryder Cup teams, has been selected to the World Golf Hall of Fame. November 2nd. That's the only name, though, that was on the list. Stephen Curry, he's going to the NBA. The nation's leading scorer out of Davidson has decided that it's time to move on and maybe get into the pros while your name is still a little bit hot out there. So he is headed on to the NBA.
Say we get this email. It actually came late yesterday. This is from Mark in Minden, and he said, I was so busy making fun of Doug, I forgot something important. You mention his business every day when I emailed in to make fun of one of you guys, but the owner of the Demp Hopper, Scott down at the Demp Hopper, turned 40 yesterday, so if you see him out there, make sure to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Scott. We know we're a day late, and we apologize for the delay in that email. Also, by my Mark Toddy and Bertrand turned 50 today, so happy birthday, Marky Mark. Hope you guys both have a happy, happy birthday.
People stick around Bertrand that long?
Yeah, they do. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch has.
Well, Daddy, while the Royals were on the road last night, there was baseball at the new Kauffman Stadium, getting a chance to play a non-conference matchup. The Kansas-Missouri rivalry was renewed, and Kansas came out on top 7-3. Now they go back home to take on the Huskers this weekend, and we are pleased to be joined by the head Jayhawk himself, Rich Price, this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, good morning. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you guys.
Well, Coach, we got to start right there. Boy, that had to be a little bit of fun getting into Kauffman Stadium last night. Anytime the college kids can play at a different venue, and, of course, a new venue like that, what a stadium. And, of course, the most important part, you get a win.
Yeah, it was a great night to be a Jayhawk. And, you know, we're really appreciative of Dayton Moore and the Royals wanting to host that game and making it an annual event. And I know that we went to the lineup exchange at home plate, and Coach Jameson told me, man, what a great night. And it was a really special night for college baseball.
Rich, is this something that you guys plan on continuing, the Royals plan on continuing?
Yes, it is. It's something that they approached us about 3 years ago. They want to host the event every year, and we're certainly thrilled with that. And they do a fabulous job, guys. They run the video board, and you guys may know it takes like 12 people to run that video board, and they do all the pregame things in between innings. They have their own public address announcer. They ran it just like it was a big league game.
Well, Coach, you guys are off to a great start this season, setting at 27-14 and playing some very good baseball. Did you see this coming, and maybe the number one reason why you're at 27 wins right now?
Well, really, guys, I think the reason we're sitting where we're at is because of the two injuries to our top two pitchers a year ago. That put Schaefer Hall and TJ Walls, that were our midweek starters, in the big rotation, in the Big 12 rotation after the first week. And they weren't ready a year ago, but I think that experience has allowed those guys to be legitimate Big 12 weekend starters. And it's certainly for us, our pitching's been very good.
Coach, you see Nebraska going through that right now with getting some guys some experience and maybe aren't ready and maybe preparing them for years to come?
Yeah, without question, guys. You know, I mean, Nebraska's a perennial national power, and Coach Anderson's done a great job up there with his program. I know he got hurt in graduation. I know he got hurt in the draft, and that's the one thing in our sport that you can't control as a college baseball coach. And I understand that they had several guys sign on him, which is why they're in the situation they're presently in.
Talking with Kansas baseball coach Rich Price here on the Doug and Daddy Show in his seventh season with the Jayhawks, and he's got this program obviously pointed in the right direction. Coach, what was the key to get this program pointed in the right direction?
Well, I think, guys, you know, when we won the Big 12 tournament in 2006 and, you know, we're the NCAA tournament, finishing the top 25. That literally took our recruiting to the next level. And, you know, we have to win the in-state recruiting battle. When I first got the job at KU, the assistant general manager for scouting for the Royals told me that if scouts tell him that there's only 4 kids a year that come out of the state of Kansas that can play in the Big 12 out of high school, and the 7 years I've been here, that's been the case. And, you know, we've got to keep those 4 kids home and then supplement our roster with kids from around the country. And we've been fortunate enough to win the in-state recruiting battle the last couple of years, and you can start to see the dividends now.
Coach, you throw that into the equation along with the weather that North teams face. Your back's against the wall.
Yeah, and guys, and let's be real about this too. I mean, Nebraska's now the perennial national cold weather program in the country. It used to be Wichita State, and Nebraska has that $30 million stadium, and Wichita State has an unbelievable facility, and then we recruit against Arkansas that's 5 hours away that may have the best facility in America. So we've improved our facilities. Our fundraising has been outstanding, and it's led us to getting better players.
Rich Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about some of your players as well, Coach. Leading the way offensively for you, you've got a couple of good kids led by Tony Thompson. Brian's hitting 375. As a team, you're hitting 303.
Yeah, we've done a nice job offensively. We're not as physical as we've been in the past. Our 3, 4, 5 hitters graduated and are all playing professional baseball. But we put the ball in play and we execute, and then Tony Thompson's been absolutely special. He's got 12 home runs. I think he leads the Big 12 in RBIs. And then Buck Affner, the senior catcher, has had his best season of his career with us as well.
Single out Tony Thompson a little bit, the power that he's been able to generate this year. Obviously, did you obviously know that he had that potential all along?
Yeah, he hit 18 home runs when he was a junior in high school, and he's Nevada High School Player of the Year. I made like 4 recruiting trips to Reno to try to convince him to come play in the Big 12 and to come play in the Kansas Winds, which would obviously aid his power numbers. But he hit 5 a year ago. He's really improved his body, and he's improved his game in every phase.
Reno's not a bad place to recruit to.
you'd be proud of me, guys. I made 4 trips, never spent a day in a casino.
Oh, really? Maybe single out the Hawaii Player of the Year next or something.
I actually got him, too, Wally Marcial, but I flew in there the same day and flew home the same day on the red-eye because I didn't want people to think I was taking a vacation.
Rich Price is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, obviously a lot of heads were turned early on in the season with your season-opening Big 12 Series sweep of Texas. What has that done for your team as conference has progressed here?
Well, I think what it did for us, it made a statement. They were number one in the country at that point in time, that we could beat anybody in our league if we pitched and played defense and executed. And, you know, it was one of those series where Texas made an error in each game. It gave us a run. We played perfect defense, and we won 3 1-run games where we had runners at third base and less than 2 outs, and we executed. And they had the same situation, and our pitchers were able to get out of jams. And it was almost like the perfect weekend in order to get it done.
And then you flip things around after 3 close wins. Then you go play who was the preseason number one in A&M, and you had 3 close losses. I suppose that didn't take a whole lot of a knowledge on your part to say, guys, maybe you're going to have to come down off cloud 9 a little bit.
Well, I think it's exactly what had just taken place the previous weekend. We lose 2 1-run games on Saturday and Sunday at A&M, and we left runners at third base less than 2 outs. We had the bases loaded twice and hit into double plays, and their pitchers got into trouble and got out of trouble just like our guys did the week prior. And I think it just shows you the kind of balances in this league. I mean, from top to bottom, you got to play perfect in every phase in order to win a series.
Well, top to bottom, you got to play perfect. But when that schedule comes out and you've got those 2 teams in the first 3 weekends, you're going to gauge yourself right away. Do you like that, or would you rather sit back and maybe get a feel for your team and then play those guys?
Well, you know what, guys? What I did was when I saw that schedule 2 years ago, and when you face Texas and A&M, we both know you get plus velocity, that all 3 starters are going to be 90-plus. So I scheduled the weekend series at Arizona State so that we could see plus velocity. We went to Arkansas the previous midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, to see plus velocity, and then we went to San Diego State. And I'll tell you what, guys, they may have the best pitching we've seen all year. San Diego State is in the top 20, and they're legit. They threw 4 guys against us over 90-plus. But I tried to schedule those 7 games against teams that had plus arms so that we'd be prepared to play in the Big 12.
Was it fun to meet their coach, too?
Yeah, it sure was.
Coach,
he's been one of my idols for his whole career.
Of course, Tony Gwynn, the coach of San Diego State, for folks out there that don't know that.
Rich Price joins us. You do have an Omaha on your staff, and TJ Walls setting it a 3.67 ERA. Tell us a little bit about his season so far.
Well, we're really proud of his development. A year ago, he had a slight illness, and his weight dropped down to like 145 pounds, but he was our midweek. Then when we lost our number 1 and 2 guys to injury, he moved into and then he's pitching on Saturday. He's got his velocity up to 94. He's got his weight up to 170, and he's got a good breaking ball. Tremendous student, 3.7 student. He's a great young man. We're really proud of his development.
Well, Coach, you mentioned Saturday. Nebraska pitching coach Eric Newman said yesterday after practice that Nebraska is going to bring Mike Nesseth back into the rotation. Many people believe that he might be the best pitcher on the staff. Does that make any difference this weekend against you guys?
Well, I'll tell you how much of respect I have for him is he played with my youngest son up in Duluth, and I was an assistant with Team USA last summer, and we'd have those weekly phone calls, bi-weekly phone calls, and I pumped him every single call to invite that kid to the trials because he was 94, 97 against us a year ago. I was really impressed.
Coach, I got to ask you about, I don't know if it's your youngest son, but one of them's getting an opportunity to coach in the Dakotas, and how's he like that?
you know, it's been a great learning experience for him. He's the youngest Division I head coach in the country. He finishes his master's this month, and it's given him 2 years of experience to recruit. And it's been a great learning experience. He's paying his dues, and his goal is to try to get a volunteer job at an SEC school next spring. And I think he's well on his way to being an outstanding guy in this game.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here with this last question. It is a logjam among the top five or six teams in this conference. You've played some of the teams that are already above you, but a lot of the games you have left after this weekend are going to be on the road at Oklahoma and Missouri. Is there any talk that this team has a chance at a regular season title?
Well, I think the thing is you know, we're a couple games out of the loss column with Texas right now. We're just trying to win series, guys. I think if we can make the NCAA tournament, when you walk into that regional, you're all even, and that's our goal. Our goal is to make the NCAA tournament and have a chance to compete on that first special weekend of the preseason, postseason.
Hey, Coach, we wish you to stay healthy and best of luck this weekend versus Nebraska, and hey, best of luck the rest of the season. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You bet, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Coach. Rich Price joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Series this weekend, Kansas State was picked at the bottom of the league. They're right in the mix right now. Texas is 12-6. They're 8-7, so they've got a chance. But they got to win some ball games. And you know, I hate to say it, but if Nebraska's coming into your place, you got to be thinking of the possibility of a sweep. You've got to be thinking that. And if Kansas gets a sweep this weekend, they're right there. Of course, going to Oklahoma for three, going to Missouri for three, going to be very, very tough. But Missouri, after they beat them last night in the game that doesn't count in the conference standings, you know, Missouri is 21-21. That is probably the most shocking. I thought Missouri wouldn't be as good, but wow.
I guess if you're Big 12 baseball fans and Nebraska's not doing as well as one would like to think they would be at this point in the season, I guess those are the two of the teams you'd cheer for, though, is Kansas State, as far as baseball goes. I mean, you'd rather see them up there than you would Texas or A&M, wouldn't you?
I like A&M. Rob Childress, you Childress hater.
Hey, that's fine.
Hey, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DiMeo from Fantasy Players Edge. Going to talk a little baseball when we come back.
And now, another unsolicited listener comment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
And now, another truck tip from Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance. One car coming directly at you could be a fluke, but 10... you're in the wrong lane. How did Progressive become America's number one truck insurer? By delivering great rates and service and getting our customers back on the road fast. To learn more, contact your local independent agent or visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Going with an industry leader, now that's Progressive. United Financial Casualty Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states.
AutoZone. Today, more than ever, you want to keep your car in top shape. And sometimes, it's the little things you do that make the biggest difference.
Get in the zone.
A simple tune-up with new spark plugs will keep your engine running smoothly. Right now at AutoZone, buy Bosch Platinum Plus spark plugs and save $1.40 on each after instant savings and mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Maximize your car's performance and save money in one easy step. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Alex drives one to deep center and back goes Wise. Still going back and gone. Alex Gordon gets it over the wall and dead center. It's 400 feet to straightaway center. And Alex getting a pitch in the middle of the plate and drove it hard.
Royals baseball all season long, brought to you in part by Skeeter Barnes on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Spring has sprung at ABC Drug and Gift. Right now, ABC has spring for every room in your home with vibrant colored silk flowers and butterflies, Fenton glass and Isabel Bloom figurines. Everything just in time for spring and new things arriving every week. Make an impression and welcome spring into your home with a stop at ABC Drug and Gift, your Health Mart pharmacy, where you'll always find something unique. Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see more sunshine develop as we head through the day today with high temperature around 87. Southwest winds will also stay gusty at times, around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with clear skies, we'll dip back to about 56 with a south wind of 10 to 15. Highs on Friday head up to about 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Royals already underway, scoreless through two with the Cleveland Indians. Action going on there, a very early start. Gilmesh on the mound today, and then a guaranteed victory next time out with Zach Greinke?
Well, that's the way it sounds. I mean, that's certainly the way it has been, 20 scoreless innings to start the year, and, of course, that being the Royals' record. Maybe we'll see if it's a guaranteed victory when we know all the knowing that goes on with fantasy baseball. Joe DiMeo joins us. Joe, welcome back.
Hey, Doug, Daddy, how you guys doing?
Well, we're doing outstanding, and, of course, that's because we're Royals fans, Joe, and another great outing from Zach Greinke last week. I got to ask you, when I look at all these preseason prognostications, I know Zach was up there, but what do you do with a guy that I assume somebody, if you're in a fantasy league, everybody's got to have Zach by the time the draft got going. Are there some people that might be able to still find a way in different leagues to get this guy on their roster?
If it's a serious competitive league, Doug Daddy, no. Greinke would have to be gone by now. What else does he have to do? At the fantasyplayersedge.com, we rated Greinke, and in all full disclosure, Scott Baker was off to a tough start, as top two sleeper prospects for the pitchers, you know, below the second tier in the third tier. And Greinke looks like he's gone right by the second tier and right into the first tier. He's been absolutely amazing. Quick update, 1-0 Cleveland.
Oh, painful. Long game.
Doug, you look at the pitching in the American League. Halliday, no surprise there, 3-1. But the other two guys at 3-0, Washburn, Seattle, Greinke, Kansas City. I guess you wouldn't have saw that coming, Joe.
Not Washburn. Greinke, yes. Washburn, no. Washburn, I believe, is just pitching out of his mind right now. Is he this season's Cliff Lee? It remains to be seen. But I could not have projected out Jared Washburn at this point. There's nothing that indicates in his past that this was going to be a likely outcome for Jared Washburn, at least this early in the season.
Joe DiMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us every Thursday for a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. I got to keep beating the Royals a bandwagon here a little bit, but also this can go for anybody. The Royals had a situation yesterday where they bring up Brian Bannister from the minors. I'm guessing Brian Bannister available in just about every league out there. When you keep an eye on guys coming up from AAA or getting back into rotations, Bannister had a great outing yesterday. Are there some other guys out there? How do you handle those types of players, especially pitchers?
Yeah, the smart fantasy operative keeps a watch list at all times. Brian Bannister, certainly anybody coming up, Brad Bergeson Baltimore, Jordan Zimmerman in Washington, Bannister, who has more experience than those two youngsters. Everybody coming up from the minors who's not an absolute stud like David Price and Matt Wieters should immediately go on a watch list. And I know this sounds odd, but that watch list needs to be created either electronically or on a tablet, a writing tablet. It's absolutely essential every morning when you check the box scores, if you're going to play the game effectively, to update your watch list. Now, Bannister had a great start yesterday, and he's proven that he has the ability to pitch very, very well. He also has proven that he has the ability to be very inconsistent. So Bannister, although he's not a must-add right now, with the right matchup, especially when he's home, he pitches better in Royal Stadium, can be added to your fantasy roster on a spot play basis. And he's a clear indication of why you do pay attention when these guys come and go every day.
Joe, we asked you last week about hitters' ballparks, pitchers' ballparks. When you've got a new ballpark like a Yankee Stadium and people are 2 weeks into the season shaking their heads about the ball leaving the yard, how do you factor that in?
Boy, I promise you, Lance, this one here was unforeseen from every pundit, whether fantasy or a baseball aficionado in the country. Nobody could see this one coming. What do you do with the Yankees now? What do you do with the Yankees staff? Obviously, anything from the left side is just like a launching pad. But even from the right side, I mean, Gina hit a ball the other day, looks like it carried 450 feet. And he doesn't have that kind of pop in his bat. He's a great hitter, but he doesn't have that kind of pop. So what do you do? For my take, Nick Swisher was an undrafted free agent on my draft board, probably everybody else's. All of a sudden now, if you were drafting today, Swisher would be an 8 to 10 round selection you'd have to look at, hitting in what is now a bandbox known as Yankee Stadium. Other guys, Melky Cabrera, you now have to keep an eye on. He cracked 2 home runs yesterday and looks like he's gaining some ground in that timeshare with the speedster Brett Gardner. A Yankees pitching staff, I'm very concerned now. A.J. Bernett owners need to be at least reasonably concerned. He's a right-handed, hard-throwing right-hander. Pitching in Yankee Stadium, you know, teams are going to load the left side against him. His ERA and WHIP may suffer in that type of scenario. So, yeah, you have to pay great attention to every one of these details, and you have to make the adjustment in your fantasy approach as these things manifest. Coors Field used to be that field years ago. Now they're putting the balls in the humidor, and of course, they have a more moderate approach up there from the point of view of runs scored and runs allowed. So you can actually use a pitcher in Coors Field. But Yankee Stadium, I don't think they're at the point where they're going to be using humidors at this point, but I'd have to say they're very much concerned with how the actual architecture of this stadium resulted in this, you know, this anomaly that is, a launching pad.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, everybody knew about Ramirez for Florida, but they've got a lot of other pieces, probably some that went undrafted, I'm guessing, to be 11-4 at this point.
Yeah, let's talk about the Marlins and how they, and from a fantasy perspective, where this sits and as it relates to the Major League club in general. Ricky Nolasco has yet to have a quality start. He's the ace of that staff. He's yet to have a quality start. Josh Johnson was lit up, and so was Chris Volstead in their last two starts. Yet this club is 11-4. So anybody who thinks they're not for real needs to reassess their point of view. Velasco is not going to have 32 bad starts. Johnson's a horse. He's about 11 foot tall and about 500 pounds. And Chris Volstead is bigger. So these are big, strong, powerful arms that bring a lot to the table. Aníbal Sanchez is kind of the forgotten guy in that rotation. Aníbal Sanchez is an SP2 in virtually any rotation in the major leagues right now. Their bullpen looks okay. Young Lindstrom is starting to get some arm strength. Julio Nunez is a monster when he comes out of the pen. On the offensive side, John Baker, their catcher, is a really good hitter and should be added right now. If anybody's thin at C, if you're thin at catcher, John Baker can be trusted. He makes good contact. That second in front of Hanley and behind Bonifacio. Bonifacio, by the way, I think is a little bit overrated. I think he regresses to the mean. That's 265, 270 this year, but he does get 30, 35 bases, no matter how you slice it. Ramirez is what Ramirez is, the best player in fantasy baseball. From my point of view, you can make the argument for Pujols, of course, but I like Ramirez because he brings the stolen bases total to the equation. Hermida is fool's gold. I just can't recommend him regardless of what sort he gets off to. He's erratic. He'll have two homer games and he'll go for an 0-for-11 stretch. He's 286 now coming into the season. So the Cantu, which I believe is one of the better Marlins fantasy players, who's been on the shelf with a bruised hand after taking a pitch, taking a fastball from Daniel Cabrera, has been diagnosed with a bruise. So Cantu owners, or if anybody cut Cantu, pick him back up. He's gonna add 30 home runs to your lineup, and he should be back within 2 or 3 days.
Joe DeMeo, go check out the website at fantasyplayersedge.com. You'll see why maybe you should get Kurt Suzuki or Chris Getz into your lineup. And Joe, we always appreciate the time. We look forward to the chat again next week.
Doug, Daddy, you guys are great. Go Royals. It's 1-1. Just I wanted to give you some good news before
I go. All right, boy, Joe. Enjoy. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Take care.
Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, you can check out his website at any time. FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us when we wrap up the show Thursdays here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We also want to thank our other guests that joined us today. Derek Meyer, Nebraska Cornhusker, trying to get into that starting lineup in just the one chance, the one season that he gets. Of course, the Silver Lake graduate. We've had a chance to keep up with him throughout his post-high school career. Great kid, Derek Meyer. Also want to thank Kansas baseball coach Rich Price for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tomorrow on the program, the day before the draft, Matt Slauson is going to join us. The Husker hoping to get somewhere this weekend. And, of course, the Bosselman, the biggest race of the year at Fauner Park. And we once again catch up with Fauner Park track announcer Steve Anderson. Can anybody replace Wayzata Bay, who went down earlier this week, will not race, I think would have been the favorite in the race. We'll talk to Steve about that.
You just called Derek Meyer a great kid. He hasn't been called that since the fifth grade. He's about our age, Doug. He's damn near our age. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Center Brass, ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.